Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Coming towards the end of the chapter on sabr, on patience. An Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, innahu satakunu ba'di atharatan wa umurun tunkirunaha. Qalu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fama ta'muruna? Qala, tu'adduna al-haqq alladhi alaykum wa tas'aluna Allah alladhi lakum. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, after I depart from this world, there will be discrimination in other matters which you will dislike. Here discrimination is meant that in terms of public office, people that are given public positions in public office are people that are not deserving of it. They'll just be given for whatever reason. And today it's not difficult to understand that people that are not deserving of those positions are getting those positions either because of some contact, because of some lineage, because of some color. Now this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that this is going to happen, that after I depart from this world, there will be discrimination in other matters which you will dislike. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, what do you command us to do, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He replied, you should fulfill the rights due to others and ask Allah for what is due to you. In other words, don't rebel, don't go. This is talking about an Islamic government now. Don't rebel against the government and go against the government because they have discriminated. They have not been just in the distribution even of the mali ghanimat, that fee that has come in. They have not been fair, and even in terms of position, they are giving who they want to give, people that are not deserving. But now you don't rebel against the government. What you do is whatever rights people have upon you, you fulfill their rights. When it's coming to your rights, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a nice policy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. When you're in a position like this, and this applies across the board, the times come that our rights get taken away. Now the better thing for us to do in a situation like that is not to fight and make a story, because what will happen in another example with the family members, or sometimes in the office with the staff, or with friends. Now if suddenly you're going to start demanding rights, person say, let me ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll ask Allah ta'ala to fulfill my rights, and whatever is due on others, I'll give it to them. A day will come and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely repay me for this sabr that I have made. So this is how this hadith falls in the chapter on sabr. And Abi Yahya Usayd ibn Hudayr radiyallahu anhu anna rajula min al-ansar qala ya Rasulallah ala tasta'amilni kama sta'amalta fulanan. فقال إنكم ستلقون بعدي أثرة فاصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحوض. متفق عليه. حضرت أسيد بن حدير رضي الله عنه narrates that a man from the Ansar asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you not appoint me as you appointed so and so? Why don't you give me a position of authority or a rulership position or a senior position like how you were appointed so and so? He replied, you shall experience discrimination after me. In other words, my appointments are for a definite good reason. Rasulullah is telling him indirectly, my appointments are there for a good reason. But after me, remain patient until you meet me at the Hud. Remain patient. And what is the cherry on the top when a person is going through that sabr? He's remaining patient. People are not fulfilling his rights. People are discriminating. The cherry on the top is this last part of this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, remain patient until you meet me at Hawza Kawthar. That in other words, this is the basharat that you are getting. If you remain patient, you will meet me at Hawza Kawthar, that fountain from Jannat where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be giving his followers with his own hands to drink. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam will be presenting water for them to drink on that day when it will be so hot, that a person will be drowning in his own perspiration also. So on that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be giving water. So this person now is going through that sabr and the difficulty, but he's thinking of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Fasbiru hatta talquni al hawd." Remain patient until you meet me at Hawza Kawthar. In other words, such a brilliant reward for your little bit of patience. The last hadith of this chapter, and Abi Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Ufa radiyallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi ba'd ayamihi allati لقي فيها العدو انتظروا حتى إذا مالت الشمس قام فيهم فقال يا أيها الناس لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو واسألوا الله العافية فإذا لقيتموهم فاصبروا واعلموا أن الجنة تحت ظلال السيوف. ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليه. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confronted the enemy, he waited until the sun had passed its zenith. In other words, now this was at a time of battle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited. He waited till the sun went past the zenith, past what we know as Zawal time, waited for that time to happen, the sun to pass its zenith. He then stood up and said, O people, do not desire to meet the enemy. Ask Allah Ta'ala for well-being. But when you do meet the enemy, remain steadfast. Know that Jannat lies between the shade of the swords. Know that Jannat lies between or beneath the shade of the swords. What is meant is that when a person is about to, when he's in battle, he's about to strike someone or somebody is about to strike him. So the shade of the sword comes first, then comes the sword. So beneath the shade of the sword lies Jannat. In other words, if you become a shaheed, you become a martyr, you go straight to Jannat. Don't ever think that this is not true. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that no, the Jannat lies beneath the shade of the swords. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam then said, O Allah, the one who revealed the book, in other words Quran, the one who sends clouds, and the one who defeats the enemy, the armies of the disbelievers, defeat them and help us against them. One of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, La tatamannu liqa al-adu, do not desire to meet the enemy. From your ulama explained that why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying do not desire to meet, in other words do not desire to meet the enemy, because at that precise moment when you are in that battle or you are right there with the enemy, you don't know what will be the condition of your heart. Now you are not there by the enemy, you are talking brave, you are being brave, but at that eventual moment, what will be the level of your iman, how you will react, you don't know. Yes, when you do meet them, obviously then you must remain steadfast, but don't be so courageous to say that I am desiring that I want to meet the enemy. Rather, you hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you show your ajzi, that your incapacity in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do not act brave by saying that I want to meet the enemy. So similarly like that, a person shouldn't desire that I want to die now. If there is no dini trials upon him, he shouldn't be so brave desiring death, because he doesn't know at the time of death whether that kalima will come out of his mouth or he'll say something else. So a believer is always one that is between fear and hope. He's not so brave that say I'm ready to meet the enemy now or I'm ready to die now, but rather he's hoping all the time in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's fearing all the time also that I mustn't do anything that will cause me to lose this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.